From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Republican U.S. Speaker of the House make attempt to heal bitter divisions in their party. Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan expressed optimism about unity in a joint statement issued after meeting Thursday in Washington, their first get-together since the start of the current presidential election campaign. Ryan said last week that he was just not ready to endorse Trump's anti-establishment presidential bid. But on Thursday, the House Speaker said the seeds of unity had been planted.
It was important that we discussed our differences that we have, but it was also important that we discussed the core principles that tie us all together. Principles like the Constitution, the separation of powers, the fact that we have an executive that is going way beyond the boundaries of the Constitution, and how it's important to us that we restore Article 1 of the Constitution. You know, it's the principle of self-government. We talked about life and how strongly we feel about this core principle. We talked about the Supreme Court and things like this. I was very encouraged with what I heard from Donald Trump today.
Well, anti-Trump protesters demonstrated outside the Republican National Committee headquarters where the two men met, shouting slogans accusing Trump of being a racist. The Brazilian Senate has voted to suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The Brazilian lawmakers decided Thursday to begin a process of trying Rousseff on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign. In a speech to supporters, the 68-year-old leftist accused her opponents of sabotaging her government. Rousseff's vice president, Michel Temer, will act as Brazil's interim president as the impeachment moves forward. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. forces have fired on al-Shabaab militants while taking part in joint military operations with the Somali government and African Union troops. U.S. officials said the incident occurred on Thursday in the village of Sabid, about 40 kilometers west of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. A U.S. defense official told VOA that U.S. forces conducted defensive fire against al-Shabaab fighters after Ugandan African Union troops came under attack while trying to eliminate a militant checkpoint. A senior Somali official said U.S. helicopters fired missiles, hitting and damaging three al-Shabaab armed cars. The official said at least seven militants were killed. U.S. troops officially play an advise and assist role with the African Union force in Somalia, known as AMISOM. The Western NATO Military Alliance has switched on an $800 million missile defense system in the southern Romania, a move opposed by Moscow. In an interview with Russia's Interfax news agency, the Russian State Duma's Defense Committee chairman called the missile defense site a direct threat to Russia. But at Thursday's opening of the facility, U.S. Deputy Secretary Robert Work said the Russian criticism is unwarranted.
It was never, ever about Russia. It was always about ballistic missiles coming out of the Middle Eastern region towards NATO allies and U.S. forces in Europe. And I'd just like to echo what the Secretary General has said. We have offered to the Russians to show them the technical specs. We have done everything we can to try to make sure that they understand the capability of the system and why it does not pose any type of a threat to their strategic deterrence.
Well, U.S. State Department officials say the Romania-based defense system was made with Iran in mind because Tehran continues to develop, test, and deploy ballistic missiles with increasing range and accuracy. Turkish officials say a car bomb exploded in Istanbul on Thursday, wounding at least eight people, both soldiers and civilians. The explosion happened inside a parked car near a military garrison in the city's Sancaktepe neighborhood at about 5 p.m. local time, when Turkish military personnel usually leave the facility. Video footage showed flames and black smoke coming out of a vehicle and also showed police and emergency services at the site of the blast. The attack came just 2 days after Kurdish rebels of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, detonated a car bomb close to a Turkish police vehicle in the mainly Kurdish city of Diyarbakir. That attack killed three people and wounded more than 40, among them at least 12 Turkish police officers. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.